A sickle?
Something. And it had slats to hold that round. But now, you see, I don't know how to gather it.
Would that be a cradle?
Cradle-like. That's what my daddy always worked with. Yeah, you take it, you know, in the field and swing it around this way, and you come up with, there'd be four or five barrels on that cradle.
And did you ever hear it call anything other than cradle?
That's all I know about it. He just slung it around. He never would let us all get around. There'd just be two or three of them out there, and they'd take turns.
Well, when you tied it up in the bunches, you know?
We tied up in great big bunches like that.
And then how'd you store the bunches? Did you put them in the pile?
They stored them up in a stack, and then they'd take them and had them worked out where they could have the meat.
Well, how many bunches would there be in a stack?
Well, it'd be around about 200 or 300 or maybe more bunches, according to what the acres you have. If you have 5 or 6 or 9 acres, you know, that would make a million bunch.
Well, did you ever take corn to the mill?
No, I've shelled a million. My daddy'd take it to the mill.
And how much would he take at a time?
He'd take maybe 2 bushels. And I mean to have it ground into meal. Have you ever seen any meal ground?
No, ma'am. I never have seen anybody grind meal. I've seen a grind. I've been in a mill house, but they weren't grinding at the time. Well, what about oats? Did you ever see oats growing?
Yes, I've seen oats grow.
What did you have to do to them? How did you separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, back in the days I come up, they done just like they done the wheat. They done gather it and then whip it off and save it. They had a big old backer cloth they'd whip them off on when they get dry.
Well, did you ever see them thread?
Well, thread the heat after the oats is what they call that. They
call it what?
Threading the heat, the oats, you know. That's getting the seed off of them.
And so you say oats?
Oats. I'd say oats. You know, they have to take that wheat and go to a place where they can whip all that husk out to be and rice. They did rice that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you'd say wheat did oats?
Yeah, I'd say they thread it or shred it or something like that. You know, that's whip all that husk off of it.
Is that the word you use? What about thrash?
Well, maybe
thrash.
Thrashing it would be about the best way you'd say it.
Is that what did you remember?
Well, that's what Daddy and them always called it. They didn't. And they got better equipments now than we had back there then. Because they just cut theirs and then when it killed it, in a shelter and laid it on a big cloth. And what the seeds come off then, they take them with that husk, you know, just like that, and cut it and had it shredded to where they could have the flour made into, wheat made into flour.
Well, now, if somebody came in and was looking for somebody or some people, and I said, do you want me? And he'd say, no, not just you. And he didn't want just you. He'd want who? If you wanted
all of us.
If it was just
two of you, right? It'd be the two, you know, be all. It was there, just two of you.
If you're comparing how tall you are with somebody else, you'd say, well, he isn't as tall as
I am. But he I'd say he's taller than I am.
Well, then you'd say, I'm not as tall
as he is.
if somebody had been to Mississippi but hadn't been any more west than that, you'd say Mississippi is the what west he's ever been?
Farthest he's ever been.
And what do you say to people when you enjoy having his company and they're leaving?
Well, I tell them I enjoyed their company and ask them to come back again.
How would you say that?
I'd say, well, I've enjoyed y'all's company and I just wish you'd all come back another time when you have time. How would that sound?